From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hospitals and schools under attack in Syria. Air attacks in northern Syria Monday damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals, leaving at least 50 dead, drawing international condemnation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, denounced the strikes that some believe were carried out by government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
She said the attacks run counter to commitments made last week in Munich among members of the International Syrian Study Group that called for a cessation of hostilities. Meanwhile, Turkey continued its cross-border attacks aimed at Kurdish fighters in northern Syria, warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces don't retreat from positions near the border. In Uganda, at least one person reportedly killed, several wounded, and others arrested in street clashes between police and opposition supporters of presidential candidate Kizza Besigye ahead of Thursday's election.
I tell you, it's time to go. You have to go to get a new president.
Yeah.
I was born 1988. Before I was born, you are the president now. Bye-bye, too. This is the time. This is Elijah Dion. Respect.
Besigye, who trying for a third time to unseat longtime incumbent Yoweri Museveni, was briefly detained. He's one of two main candidates trying to unseat Mr. Museveni, who's been in power for 30 years. The other, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, along with Besigye, has attracted large crowds.